All right. This is a special meeting of the Board of Education of the Chula Vista Elementary School District. It's now in order. All members are present except for Mr. Farias and Dr. Reyes. Mr. Tessier, can you lead us in the pledge?
Please stand. Place your right hand over your heart. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Next is to approve the agenda. I will entertain a motion.
I move to approve the agenda.
I second.
All right.
I second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion carries. And we have one oral communication. Let the record show that Dr. Reyes just came in.
Thank you. I'm going to try to get to 5 minutes tonight. And so what you'll see here, trying to be a little bit more official, I wish I had Rochelle Carroll backing me up with her organized presentations, but this is just my handiwork. And if you turn to February, and you'll see, and then the sheet, the separate sheet that I gave you should go on top. And you know, so that you can refer to it back as kind of what the issue is, and what our arguments are, and you know, I don't bring every issue to the board because we've gotten quite adept at resolving various matters, and this is this issue of whether or not principals can use their principal-directed collaboration time to bring in someone for professional development. We just haven't been able to resolve it. And you know, I was speaking to the rep council. You know, I didn't think it was as important as they said it was. You know, they feel it is important. And this isn't really, I would say. Well, other teachers might disagree with me, but I don't know that it's being abused in the sense that it's happening everywhere and a lot. But it is happening, and we're concerned that it would continue to happen. And the arguments are simply that if you look at the prior MOU that I provide for you, you'll see that it relates just to collaboration time. If you look at the LCAP. Which I also provide for you, and you'll see that I highlight that this is the current LCAP 16-17, and with regard to the VAPA collaboration release program, it talks about to support teacher collaboration opportunities. That's the purpose, and the action is continue to employ teachers with priority for VAPA in order to release classroom teachers for collaboration time. That's on the third page of the LCAP that I provide there. And so, you know, the argument's simple that, look, you have to obey the LCAP, and I think the district feels that in general that's true. You know, you have to, you know, if this is how the LCAP says this is how the money has to be spent, that's how you got to do it. You can't spend, if it says collaboration time, you can't spend it for something else. And I spoke to, so, you know, I wanted to get their answer. And, you know, I thank Dr. Thiel for always being willing to engage with me and give me, you know, his best answer. And it's not that it's a wholly unreasonable one. You can ask him, and I encourage you to do that. He feels that, well, look at, you know, this was an expansion of the previous collaboration program, and that he believes that professional development occurred during the previous collaboration times at sites that had purchased their own collaboration release teachers. And my response to that is twofold. One, that may be true, but it would also be true that in those previous days, teachers also sometimes use that, often use that collaboration time for individual preparation time. It was very loose, and they might decide how much they're collaborating. But if the principal says collaborate now under this collaboration, that's what the teachers are expected to do. This is a strict program. That's what the money was spent for. So teachers can't just decide, I'm not going to collaborate today. So it can't be strictly construed for teachers and then not strictly construed for principals. And I appreciate their need. And I also give you a sheet at the very end which talks about the amount of time that you see. And you'll see that, you know, the principals already have 43 hours available, that's the last sheet, available for professional development time. And teachers only get 20 hours of collaboration directed time. We need to protect that time, and thank you for the consideration. My proposed action is also in there. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Don't have any more? All right.
All right, with that, we are adjourning to closed session in accordance with the following. Government Code Section 54957B, Section 1, Public Employee Appointment, Hillcrest Elementary School Principal.
All right.
We are reconvening to open session with all board members present except Mr. Farias. In closed session, the board interviewed a candidate for the position of principal of Hillcrest Elementary School. I will entertain a motion to promote Amber McDonald to the position.
I move to approve.
I second.
Is there a second?
I second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. All those opposed, say nay. Motion carries. The motion is approved. Okay. Dr. Thiel, can you present the new principal?
Yes. Amber McDonald, could you please stand as our new principal at Hillcrest Elementary? Congratulations.
All right, this meeting is adjourned. We'll be back in a few minutes.